KBOK is celebrating Arizona's centennial all month with voices of Arizona's arts, past and present. Hearing the Century on KBOK.
Stella Pope Duarte is a writer, teacher, and storyteller who is well known for her emotionally powerful novels and short stories. Stella was born and raised in the Sonorita Barrio in South Phoenix. She remembers a childhood rich with stories, but it was many, many years before she realized that she herself was a writer.
I wish somebody had looked at me and said, "You know what? I think you're a writer. I think there's something in you that's very special. There's something, you've got a good imagination," but that wasn't done. So I grew up, you know, kind of haphazardly, and in school once in a while somebody would say, "Wow, that's nice. We're going to use your essay as an example of what it means to write an essay." And this went all the way through college and so forth. It wasn't until 1995 that Dad had to come from the other world, you know, 10 years after Dad was had passed away. He comes into my dream world. My internal person chose the symbol of my father to tell me the most, probably one of the most important messages of my life. And he kept showing me in the dream a spiral staircase that climbed up into the heavens. And it was beautiful, salmon colored up into a blue sky. And Dad holding my hand in the dream and telling me, "It's right there, what you have to do next. It's right in front of you. It's right there." So I woke up with those words, "It's right there, what you have to do next." And as I wrote the dream out, you know, in the computer, and I saw the words, it's right there, what you have to do next, I had like a catharsis. And I said out loud, "You mean I'm a writer?" I was all by myself. I'll never forget that. I was writing in this little utility room. And I said, "You mean I'm a writer?" And it was like my whole entire being was saying, "Yes, that's what you were born to do." And from then on is where nothing could stop me. Nothing. So within a year of that dream, I signed my first book contract. Then 4 years after, the second book was picked up by HarperCollins in New York City. So my dad was serious. He meant business. You know, the message meant business with my life.
Stella's work has garnered many accolades and awards, including the 2009 American Book Award and nominations for both the Pulitzer and Pushcart Literature Prizes. Much of Stella's writing is rooted in her love for Arizona and her respect for the Sonoran Desert.
The history of who we are here in the Valley shows up in my work big time, including the legends and the myths and the spooks and the ghosts and the history, say, of Van Buren, you know, Street. And Sky Harbor Airport shows up in my work. A lot of the places that we know as downtown Phoenix, Central Avenue shows up in my work. You don't know how much you want to be surrounded by these towering mountains and this very sometimes bleak landscape, but also a landscape that strips you from within and makes you real. This landscape makes us real. I'm convinced. You can't really lie when you're in the desert. I'm serious. You know, the truth is right in front of you. And that's one thing I love about writing from Arizona. It makes you very, very real.
I'm Liz Warren with the Storytelling Institute at South Mountain Community College. Hearing the Century is produced by All Classical 89.5 KBOK and is an Arizona Centennial project funded in part by the Arizona Humanities Council. To see a list of Stella Pope Duarte's upcoming public appearances, visit kbaq.org.